Brothers and sisters, a lesson we can take from the gospel today is that we should always honor our obligation to give thanks to God, and in particular to give thanks to God for His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and to never forget our Christian identity. If we have reason to be truly and forever happy, it's only because of Jesus Christ. Our Lord healed 10 men. 9 of them were Jews, and 1 was a Samaritan. Now Jesus, the incarnate Word of God, came and lived among men, first and foremost, to save Israel. He was promised to Israel, the Messiah. God revealed Himself to Israel, to the Jewish people, through Abraham and his descendants. And then Jesus, the fulfillment of the covenant, the promise, came. And as we read in the first chapter of the Gospel of St. John, it says, He was in the world, and the world came to be through Him, but the world did not know Him. He came to what was His own, but His own people did not accept Him. Everybody in the Christian world is talking about the recent synod in Rome and the very strange things that were observed, including pagan ceremonies and the placement of an offering of pagan significance being placed on the altar of sacrifice at Holy Mass in St. Peter's. And though there may be some good intention behind all of that, there's the very real risk of offending our Lord, giving to a fantasy the merit of the truth. Now, the truth is that Jesus Christ is the one and only Savior, the one and only mediator through whom we have salvation, through whom we can be reconciled to God. And so it's suggestive, metaphorically, of this story here. It's Jesus who heals us. It's Jesus who is our blessing, who blesses us. And to fail to go to Him and give thanks is to be like these lepers who are ungrateful, who simply take the blessing and forget to give thanks and credit to the one through whom they're blessed. This is a risk. That's the kind of message that risks being transmitted when a pagan religion is acknowledged and celebrated alongside the true faith. Enculturation is something that the church acknowledges and recognizes as a legitimate means of evangelization. However, syncretism is an entirely other matter, where elements foreign to the truth, foreign to the true religion, are presented as integral with the saving truth, as being somehow part of it. And it leads to confusion, and it is a way of losing one's faith and losing one's identity in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ established the Holy Roman Catholic Church when he made 12 men his apostles and said to go forth and preach to all nations the truth and to obey all my commandments and to baptize. And so we have received this grace. We have received the light. We are like those Jews to whom the Messiah has come. We are the new Israel. And if we now start talking about the legitimacy of Pachamama or Pachamama or Mother Earth, these are falsifications of the truth, and they are a turning away from Jesus Christ and from our identity, which is a very grave and deplorable form of ingratitude. It's failing to be thankful. We have to remember the words of God, the Father himself, who said, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." I don't think there's anywhere in the scriptures where God or the prophets or Jesus Christ or the apostles tell us to invoke Mother Earth. God is the creator of all things, and he gave us this planet and he gave us nature to serve us and for our sustenance and for our good, ultimately so that we can fulfill our obligation to him, to know, to love, and to serve him alone. So, brothers and sisters, in this time of confusion, don't forget your identity. Don't even consider any other identity being anywhere on par with your identity in Jesus Christ. It's great to be an American. I'm very happy to be an American. But being an American is insignificant compared to being a Christian. And to be a Christian is to have everything necessary for eternal life. That is, a faithful Catholic Christian, because Jesus established the church and he gave us the sacraments and he's here with us in the Blessed Sacrament. We need nothing else. We welcome all as Jesus. Jesus welcomes all people to belong to his church, to be his disciples, to be part of him in the mystical body of Christ. But the only pathway is Jesus and the church and the sacraments that he instituted. There is no parallel or equal or other way. And so we have to resist those false messages and be faithful to the saving truth that we have received, to be thankful to God for his Son, Jesus Christ, and to identify only with Jesus and through Mary. Mary is the one through whom Jesus himself, God the Father, decided to send his Son, Jesus. Jesus became incarnate through Mary, and she is then our greatest link to Jesus and to the Father and the Holy Spirit. So, brothers and sisters, let us remember our identity. Let us not be confused by any other message. And let us pray for the Holy Father and for all the bishops that they have the grace and the strength to be clear in fulfilling their role as ministers of Jesus Christ. Praise be Jesus and Mary.